Okay, so we were discussing the time for Bedikas Chametz, that it's not supposed to be in the morning of the 14th, but rather the night of the 14th. And the Gemara explained that that was not because of Zrizim Makdim LaMitzvahs. The Zrizim Makdim LaMitzvahs would only require us to do it in the morning, not prior to the time of the mitzvah, the night before. The reason why we do it the night before is a combination of two reasons. Number one, because that's the time when people are home, and that's the time when... and it's better to do it at night because Haner Yafel Lebedika. I think Mar said, as a result of that, since we established to do it at night, a person, a Talmud Chacham, if he's in the, should not begin a Seder of Limud, should not start learning once the time for the mitzvah has arrived. And we were discussing the general context, or the general rules with regards to once the time of mitzvah has arrived, what activities are permitted. And we saw the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Sukkah, that once the time for the mitzvah arrives, a person is really not supposed to sit down to do any other activity that could become prolonged, like taking a haircut, like taking a shower, or certainly even eating a meal. One is not supposed to sit down for a meal once the time for the mitzvah has arrived, or within the half an hour of the time of the mitzvah. And we discussed the parameters of that halacha. We saw that, in fact, there were many different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself was machmir, not to even eat a small meal once the time for Mincha Gedola arrives. Even though there is a lot of time left in the day, we never know what might happen when you sit down for a bowl of cereal, or when a person sits down for a tuna fish sandwich. You never know how long that could take, and it might take them all the way until the Shkia. And we saw that the Rama said one doesn't have to be machmir that far. The Rama said meikra din, one could be lenient to certainly even sit down to, you know, a small meal in the middle of the day. The only thing, even a big meal, even a suda gadawa, suda siyantif, even a suda snisuin, once the time for Mincha Gedola arrives, it's still permitted. It's only prohibited once the time of Mincha Kitana. So Me'ikar Adin, the Rama said, one could be lenient as long as it's not a wedding, like a Suda Gedola, at the time of Mincha Kitana when you're already getting close to the Shkia. But anything else, really, Me'ikar Adin, the Rama said, would be permitted. But the Rama said it's a nice thing for one to be machmir, not to sit down to a large meal once Mincha Gedola arrives. So he said that's why some people, if they're going to a wedding, even if it's before Mincha Katana, will be makpa to daven Mincha before sitting down for the meal, or there are those that are careful to daven Mincha on a yontif prior to sitting down to their yontif meal. Once the time for Mincha arrives, if let's say the davening takes so long that it's already Mincha time, they would sit down, they would first daven Mincha before sitting down to a yontif meal. It's a nice thing to be machmir, not to sit down for a suda gedola once the time for Mincha Gedola arrives, but meikar adin, one could be meiko as long as it's before Mincha Katana. Why was the Rama so lenient over here? There are many different opinions. Why did he go with the most lenient opinion, Me'ikar Adin, without all the chumras? Me'ikar Adin, the Rama said, one could be lenient, to sit down for a Suda Gedola, even though it's Mincha Gedola, as long as it's not Mincha Ketana and a Suda Gedola, one could be lenient. Why? So the Rama said, Avinagu lahakel kishtei asvar, so here I discuss in the Mar Mekaymetz, ve'efshar atam mishum, the Ach of Kairin Lebeis HaKnesses. Lo'ichashina Dilma Yipash V'lo Yispal. Nowadays we have a shamish who's going to come around and call people to come to shul, and since there's going to be someone to remind you, we're not afraid you're going to get carried away with your meal. And that sense, it's similar to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon's Peites Sivav, also discussing the activities that are permitted prior to davening. Here it happens to be discussing davening chakras, which we know there's an additional concern of Lo'iseichlo Adam, the pasuk that appears numerous times in the Chumash. And Chazal therefore darish in many different halachas from this possible circle of Adam. Of course, it means not to eat blood literally, but it also includes many other things. And one of them is L'Seichel Ad Shetetzpal Al Dimchem. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, a person should not eat until he daven Shacharis in the morning. But above and beyond that concern of L'Seichel Adam, there's also, you know, the general rules of not doing any other activity once the time for mitzvah arrives. And included in that, therefore, is not to sit down for a Seder of Limud once the time for Shacharis has arrived. Ostensibly, this would apply to Mincha and Maariv too. But once the time for the mitzvah arrives, one should not really sit down for a Seder of Limud as well. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Pei Tesiv Vav, Afilu Lilmud, Asa Mishiyagia Zman Tfilo. Once it's the time for davening, Shacharis, probably Mincha Maariv too, you're not supposed to sit down for a Seder. V'hainu Misha Rogel Es Pa'u Beis Midrash, V'hainu Rogel Lelech Beis HaKnesses. That's only if a person is learning in his own private study. Maybe he'll get carried away with his learning. And he'll miss davening kriyashma, and he'll miss davening mincha marav. If a person has what we call now today a minyan kavua, he has part of a regular davening in shul, then he doesn't have to be afraid he's going to get carried away because he always goes to that minyan. And that's along the lines of what the Rama said, that if there's a shamish that comes to remind you to come to shul, we're not afraid you're going to get carried away. And that's why the Ramah is willing to go with the most lenient approaches when it comes to what activities you're allowed to sit down to do once the time for davening arrives. You know, that it's only a suda gedola, samach mincha katana, a large meal late in the afternoon. Because really, you know, most people are going to daven with a minyan kavua. Most people are going to have a shamash who's going to remind them, you know, the gabbai who's going to send out a WhatsApp or something to remind them to come to shul, and therefore he won't get carried away. Who's included in the heter of the minyan kavua? So it says in Igros Moshe and the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas, the quotes like that from Shlomo Zalman, that it has to be you daven in the same shul in the same minyan. I mean, same time, same place every day. If it's just that I usually daven with a minyan, but every day it's a different minyan, because depending on what time I wake up or what time I want to daven mincha, what fits in with my schedule today or tomorrow, I'll pick and choose. But I always am careful to daven with a minyan. It doesn't sound like that's good enough from Ramayish and from Shlomo Zalman. The truth of the matter is that in the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get that impression. It doesn't say that it has to be davka that you daven with a specific minyan. It seems to be as a person's careful to go to shul. If he's careful to go to shul, then he's not going to get carried away, because he always goes to shul. Why should he forget today just because he happens to be learning? So, there are those who are makbid, huh? Yeah?
According to Moshe, what would he think about minchamar,
meaning
that moves up and down?
I think that's a good question. Good point. I think it means that I always daven at the same minyan. You know, that's the same minyan that keeps changing with this man. But if, you know, if sometimes I daven mincha 1:30, sometimes I daven mincha at this man, sometimes I daven mincha by land, I was at the chesidish minyan, you know, 50 minutes after the shkia, I don't know if that really counts as a minyan kavua. And certainly for Shacharis, you know, we all know, you know, and people have I still think it's a minyan kavua, just because on Rosh Chodesh they make it 15 minutes earlier, you know, that's not, it's still a minyan kavua. What do you say?
What would the Ramah say about, like, what a notification, like, if you set, like, a daily reminder on your phone every day?
We'll get to that in 1 second. So Shmir Shab, the Mishnah Berurah over here, I'm sorry, brings up another svar, which is similar. We'll get to Avrami's svar in a second. The Mishnah Berurah brings up another svar that if you're davening together or you're sitting together with a lot of people, Rabin Midkriya Hadodi, so then no one is going to let you forget to do this. Let's say we're having Shal Shudas in Shul. How are we allowed to sit down for Shal Shudas in Shul? But it's a half an hour prior to the time of Maariv. You're not allowed to sit down for a meal once it comes to time for Maariv. So you could go with the Minyan Kavua Svar. We're all going to daven at the Minyan Kavua. We're actually literally sitting in the shul, probably eating Shalosh Shudas. But even more than that, even if we're not happen to be sitting in the shul, the Mishnah Berurah says when you're dealing with a large group of people, someone's going to remember to daven Mincha. And if someone's going to remember to daven Mincha, someone's going to remember to daven Maariv and Motzei Shabbos. They're not going to let the Shalosh Shudas get carried away till Sunday morning. So no matter how good the zmiras are, so the Mishnah Berurah says in that situation, since so many people there, Rabbi Midkari Adadi, so then one could be lenient. This perhaps can serve as something to rely on with regards to the Maariv Minyan in Yeshiva, right? The Maariv Minyan Yeshiva, a lot of times, so maybe you could say it's a Minyan Kavua, people are makbet to daven dafka at the 10 o'clock Maariv every night, or whatever, I'm not plugging one Minyan in particular, but whatever Minyan you happen to daven at. But even if not, even if you don't, you know, even without that svara, you have the other svara of, look, we're in a room with 300 people, how could it be, or whatever number it is, how could it be, B'liyanara, how could it be that you have, you know, Rabbi Midkiri Adodi, you know, no one's going to remember to daven Maariv over here. And once one person davens Maariv, that's going to remind the entire tzibur. So if a person is in, typically in a yeshiva, this helps. Because in yeshiva, there's typically one minyan for the whole yeshiva. So we could go to supper, or we could sit down for Seder, and we don't have to worry that we're going to have a Maariv late in the yeshiva because everyone is part of the Seder Ayon. YU, it's a little bit different because there isn't really one minyan, you know, no matter how many signs we put up, one yeshiva, one minyan, there isn't really one minyan that everyone is always careful to daven at. So I don't know if you really have the svar Rav Midkriya Adodi. We might just assert, you know, people sometimes tune out what's going on around them. Anyway, but that's the basic ideas. If you have a minyan kavua or the Ramah called a Kriyas Hashamosh, or Rabbi Midkriya Adodi, you could be Mako on some of these halachas to start these activities, even though the time for the mitzvah has arrived. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, look on the Hagos of Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Sif in Reish Lama Beisiv Gimel, quotes from the Be'er Sheva, that they found in Yushalmi, one minute, we just started in our times davening with a minyan. No one in the times of the Gemara thought, oh, you know what? No, in the time of the Gemara, none of the Amorim are davening with a minyan that they had thought of this heter, a minyan kavua. This is something we thought up in the later. There was no shamish in the times of the Gemara. There was nobody coming around to remind the people to daven with a minyan. So the Be'er Sheva found the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, no, there were people doing this in the times of the Gemara too. And no one in the times of the Gemara brought up this svara of Rabbi Midkri Adodi, of the shamish, of the minyan kavua. Clearly they were davening. They didn't have as many minyan options as we probably have. And nonetheless, the Gemara didn't equivocate, the Gemara didn't, you know, qualify these Isurim and say, well, this is only if you don't daven with the minyan kavua. So the assumption, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, is that these Isurim apply, even if a person is going to daven with a minyan kavua, even if there will be a Kriyas HaShamish, or even if there will be Rabbi Mid Kriya Dadi. So Rabbi Akiva Eger throws into doubt all of these Haterim, even of the minyan kavua, even though it appears in Shulchan Aruch, because they had this at the times of the Gemara too, and the Gemara didn't exclude those situations from these general prohibitions. But there is one other, perhaps, consideration that's slightly different, and that is if I appoint a designated shomer. See, those are communal institutions, right? A minyan kavua, Rabbi Midkri Adodi, a Kriyas HaShamish, who knocks on everybody's door and reminds them to come to daven with a minyan. That happened in the times of the Gemara too. But if I appoint a specific shomer just for me, maybe that's a little bit different. And we do find that concept elsewhere in Halacha, that if I appoint a shomer for me to remind me, maybe they don't have to be a worry that, you know, I'm going to get carried away. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you appoint over here, even if there's already time to Kriya Shema, if I appoint a designated shomer, perhaps that's a little, you know, I like to call like a designated driver, the designated davener. So if we have one guy over here who's going to remind the entire tzibur to daven mincha, to daven ma'ariv, then perhaps a person can sit down to daven, you know, to a meal or to another activity, even though it's come time for Kriya Shema, come time for tefillah. The other achrayim ask on this heter as well. There's kashrus on this heter as well. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, the one is not, we just finished Sukkot, one is not allowed to eat achila sarai chutz l'sukkah. One is allowed to eat achila sarai chutz l'sukkah, he's not allowed to be yoshen shena sarai chutz l'sukkah. You can't take a nap outside of the sukkah, you can't eat a snack outside of the sukkah. Why can why the disparity? Why can I take a snack outside of the chuppah, outside of the sukkah, and achila sarai, but I can't take a nap outside of the sukkah, and you're not allowed to do shena sarai? So the Gemara says, gzeira shema yirdom. I might, you know, fall into a deep sleep, and then I'll end up sleeping a shenas keva. Okay, that's a fair concern. Achila sarai, I guess we're not afraid your snack is going to turn into a meal. Usually meals turn into snacks. People are not satisfied with the meal, and then they end up snacking after the meal. Very rarely do you have a guy snacking and say, you know what, I'm just so hungry, I'm just going to sit down for a meal. They could just keep snacking. So you have the other way. A guy starts out with a nap, and, you know, I always do that every Shabbos. I'm just learning, and then all of a sudden it turns into, I'll see you an hour later, you know, one of those things. So your nap could turn into a Sheinas Keva. So that happens often. So, but says the Gemara, Kasha from Tefillin, you're not allowed to be Yoshin Sheinas Keva, but Tefillin, Sheinas Arai, Meikar Adin is permitted. What's the fear? You're not allowed to sleep in your tefillin. You're always supposed to have to keep the tefillin in mind. And also, Gzeir Shem Yafiach. So, you're not allowed to sleep Sheinas Kefa. With tefillin, Sheinas Arai, Meikar Adin should have been, is permitted. El Hadassani, Yoshin Adam, Sheinas Arai, but tefillin. You're allowed to sleep a Sheinas Arai. So, says the Gemara, why not? We have to be afraid you're going to fall into a Sheinas Kefa. So, I'm Rav Yaisbe, the Rabbi Loi, but Moise Sheinas Lacherim. I appointed a Shemer to remind me not, to wake me up after 20 minutes that it shouldn't be a Sheinas Keva, should only be a Sheinas Sarai. So the Gemara says he was Moisir Shomer. So you see, a Shomer helps. We find this also by Hilchas Yichud. A person is not allowed to be Misyachid with certain, you know, different kinds of Arayos, with the different kind of measures of seclusion. But if he appoints a Shomer, let's say there's someone else who's there, he's not allowed to be alone with one woman, he appoints another man who's there with him, then it's allowed. At night, though that's not allowed, because we're afraid that the Shomer himself might fall asleep. So that's what the Gemara asks over here also. But 1 minute, who's the Shomer? Shomer? Who's going to remind the Shomer? The Shomer shouldn't fall asleep, right? One guy yawns, everyone starts yawning, one guy falls asleep, everyone starts sleeping. So this guy's going to fall asleep, and he appoints a Shomer to remind him to wake him up. Yeah, but who's holding you? Who's reminding the Shomer to remind me? So it's a similar thing we have on in Hilchas Yichud also. Right, you're allowed to have one shomer at night, but one shomer during the day. At night, it really doesn't help because we're afraid who's going to be the shomer. The shomer is going to fall asleep. So our Amar of Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Yechon, but Meniach Roish Ben Bir Kavaskin. We're talking about where you put your head in between your knees. No one's sleeping a Shenas Keva with his head in between his knees. So that's the only time you're allowed to be Yoshin Shenas Arai with Tefillin is if you put your head in between your knees. But a Shomer doesn't help. Why doesn't a Shomer help? Because we're afraid the Shomer is going to fall asleep. So same thing at the, you know, Hilchos Yichud, we find such a similar halacha. One Shomer is not good enough at night. We're afraid people are going to, you know, at the time people are going to fall asleep because they're afraid the Shomer is going to, who's the Shomer? So too, the Achrayim ask over here, how does the Shomer help me to remind me to daven mincha, to remind me to learn Kriya Shema, and I'm about to begin a meal, sit down for a Seder of Limud. Who's going to remind the Shomer? Arva Tzarech. So Shlomo Zalman is quoting the Sefer Halicha Shlomo. That's his comments on Or Chaim. That, no, come on, these two things are very different. He says, how do we ever allow a guy to hold the Sefer Torah? Maybe he'll fall asleep. Now the answer is, these Isurim, the minute that you fall asleep, you have an Isur. In Hilchos Yichud, if the Shomer falls asleep, bam, there's an Isur between the man and the woman who now are alone together, and the person who's sleeping is now irrelevant to the discussion. A person falls asleep in his tefillin, the minute it becomes a Shenas Keva, there's an Isur right there. Okay, so you're dealing with the minute the other Shomer falls asleep, I now have an Isur on my hands. We're not afraid everyone's falling asleep all over the place, and, you know, that we have to be afraid about everything that people are going to fall asleep. But over here, Davka, we're afraid that the Shomer himself will fall asleep, because the minute he falls asleep, I have an Isur on my hands. Of either Yichud or sleeping a Shenas Keva b'tefillin. But if we're discussing other areas, so then of course we can rely on the Shomer. We're not afraid people are going to fall asleep, in every scenario. So over here, with the Shomer, if I point the Shomer to remind me to daven mincha, to remind me to daven maariv, to say Kriya Shema, so then I'm allowed to begin those activities, and then I can rely on the Shomer, because even if the Shomer falls asleep, or the Shomer, you know, spaces out a little bit, I don't have an Isur immediately the minute that he falls asleep. Then all of a sudden I found myself in an Isur. I still have a little bit of time, you know, remaining. So that's why there are some who are Shlomo Zalman as approves of this het of the Shomer. But Shlomo Zalman writes in the Halicha Shlomo, he's mamish, he rails against yeshivas that make minyanim late for Marav. Why should a yeshiva where a makbid all of a sudden over here we're being mako when it comes to eating meals and engaging in activities of Seder of Limud prior to davening Maariv? Why shouldn't yeshiva be makba? Many yeshivas to makba to daven mincha gedoyla, it's a nice thing, daven mincha gedoyla. Why are we not careful to daven Maariv right away as well? Why would we postpone davening Maariv? It's really perhaps not the right thing. This is not only though true with regards to Mincha Maariv, it's true with regards to all of the other mitzvahs as well. Mikra Megillah, Chanukah lift, Kiyas Shofar, Sfiras HaOmer, all of these mitzvahs, once the time for the mitzvah arrives, one really should not sit down for a meal. This often becomes an issue. Most of the time we're going to discuss snacking. We'll get to it in one second. But typically this becomes an issue on Chanukah. Because Chanukah, people are invited to Chanukah parties. And the Chanukah party starts, you know, and they, after, you know, sometime around the time when it gets dark, they didn't have a chance to light yet at home. You're not allowed to light in a place where the Chanukah party is taking place. We'll discuss that come Chanukah time. You can't light outside of your home. You have to light in your home. So, well, when am I going to light Chanukah with? When I get home later. But now I want to sit down for the Chanukah party now and have a meal now. So can you sit down for a Chanukah party with it, which is a real meal, prior to lighting Hadlakas Neres Chanukah? So over here, I've thought in the past, you have a mamish, a built-in shomer. You have the best shomer, if a person is married. A person's married. He has a built-in shomer, because his wife also is chayv in Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. They're going to be yoisit together. So each one is allowed to eat, because they can rely on the other one. You don't even have to appoint your wife as a shomer, because she itself is a built-in shomer. She also has to fulfill the mitzvah too. So with regards to Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, it seems like you have, as long as a person has other people in the house who also have to light, he's not, you know, if he's in a dorm room alone, it really doesn't help. But if he's going to light together with the family somewhere at home, and so then, since everyone else is lighting, so then I'm going to be, you know, reminded Mimeira to light as well. What's with regards to snacking? And what can I take even a little bit of a right? So you're not supposed to sit down for a meal once the time for the mitzvah arrives. We said different kulas. There's a mini kavua. There's a shomer. Some people accept these kulas. Some people don't accept these kulas. A shechter is not a fan of any of these kulas. A shechter would rather daven be a chidus. I've seen him do it. Rather than rely on one of these kulas. He's not a fan of any of them. Because each one is debatable. The Shomer, what about the Shomer needs a Shomer? What about the Shamash and the Minyan Kavua? And the times of the Gemara, they didn't have a Shamash and the Minyan Kavua. Each one is highly debatable. But what about taking snacks? So we saw that the Gemara quoted an opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that once the time for a mitzvah arrives, mincha, kriyashma, you're not allowed to even take a snack. Look back at Oizdal, what the Gemara says, Domer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, second line, Kaven shigiyaz ma'atfilas ha-mincha, also la'adam shiitam klum, koidim shiispal tfilas mincha. You're not allowed to even take a snack. However, the Gemara says in Brochis, on Chav Chesem Abed, over here, Oizayin, les hilchasa, we do not paskin Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, once the time for a mitzvah arrives, you can indeed take a snack. We don't paskin Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, open and shut. What's aser? A meal. Why a meal? A meal can get carried away. A snack? Snack is okay. However, there's a tshuva in the Trumas Hadesh, and the Trumas Hadesh was asked, let's say, Matzei Tainas Esther, we're now going to wait around for Mikra Megillah. People are plotting because they've been fasting the whole time. Can I at least take a coffee prior to Mikra Megillah? The fast is over! So can a person snack prior to Mikra Megillah on the night of Purim? So Trumas Hadesh was asked to Shaila, and he says, unsurprisingly, no, you cannot. About a near over here, Ois Yudalit, a near loy lahate, lemisha kasha loy lahamtin, kudwe el. You cannot do it. Why not? He bases himself on the Gemara and Brachis, on Dalit Amid Aleph. Look over here, Yud Gimel, on the sheet of Mark Mekhaimis. The Gemara says, when is a person supposed to lay in Kriyashma? After Tseisa Kaychavim. First, Mishnah Mesechtas Brachis. When do you have until? What's the last time? So Me'ikar Adin, you have until the morning. But if you ever learn the first Mishnah Brachas, you know the opinion that Chachamim is, they were geyser, a siyag, in order that people shouldn't forget to do it before Chatzois HaLaila. So the Gemara says, Hadika Amri Ad Chatzois, why do they say it until, only till Chatzois? Kedei laharchik is Adam in Aveira, in order to distance a person from performing an Aveira, from forgetting to lay in Kriyashma. Kedisanya Chachamim Osu Siyag with Evreim, Kedei Shoya Adam Bam in Asada Be'erev, a person shouldn't come home at night, Va'oimer, and he'll say, Eilich Lebesi, I'll go to my house, I'll eat a little bit, I'll drink a little bit, I'll take a shtickle nap, and then later on I'll read Kriyashma and Davin. What's going to happen is he's going to end up falling asleep and he'll never learn Kriyashma. So that's why the Chazal said to do it before Chatzos. So says the Trumas Hadesh, all of a sudden now we're worried about snacks. What's the fear? Why do they say to delay in Kriyashma before Chatzos? The guy's going to come home from work. He's going to say, I'll take a little beer, a little nuts, a little snack, a little this, a little that. Before you know it, he's going to fall asleep and he'll wake up in the morning and he will not have lain Kriyashma. So therefore, they said to do it before Chatzos Halal. So Trumas Hadesh says, you see from this Gemara that we are a little bit afraid of snacks. Snacks, you never know where the snack could lead. It might forget to lain Kriyashma, and that's why Chazal established lain Kriyashma prior to Chatzos Halal. So one could have argued with the Trumas Hadesh and said, no, this is not a global prohibition. What the Gemara is saying is what motivated Chazal to be Masak and Kriyashma prior to Chatzos was because you never know what might happen. If you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. So they said before Chatzos. But you can't derive from here every time, you know, once the time for mitzvah arrives, you can't even take a snack. That's not what the Gemara is saying it here at all. In fact, the Gemara does quote such an opinion. The Gemara rejects it. That was the opinion of Yeshua ben Levi. We don't paskin like Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says explicitly. So Trumas Hadesh is a little bit nub and nut, a little bit here, you know. It's not the greatest raya, because this raya, we could have said, is really only talking about Kriyashma, and just in explaining why Chazal said to do it before Chatzos, but this cannot be applied to other settings, such as Mikra Megillah. But that is the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen, from the end of the period of the Rishayim, not to even take a snack once the time for Mikra Megillah arrives, because the Gemara says in Brochas, you never know what might happen if a person takes a snack. The problem is, do we pass like this Magen Avraham? So the problem is, do we pass like this Trumas Hadeshen? So the problem is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim, and later the Mishnah Berurah, who often follows the Magen Avraham, quotes the Trumas Hadesh and Lemaisa. You cannot eat after Tainus Esther once the time for Mikra Megillah arrived, even though the fast is already over. The problem with this Magen Avraham is that the Magen Avraham with regards to Mincha, the Magen Avraham with regards to Maariv, the Magen Avraham with regards to Kriyashma, which is Deiraisa, he writes in those three places, that one can take a snack once the time for Mincha arrives, once the time for Maariv arrives, once the time for Kriyashma arrives, you can take a snack. The only problem is a meal, and we discussed the parameters of meal and when there are sometimes heterim. But a snack, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Once the time for Mincha arrives, the person is allowed to take a snack. The problem is the Magen Avraham with regards to Hilchos Purim, Paskins, you cannot even take a snack. Why? Why should Hilchos Purim be worse? And just to make matters even worse than that, the Magen Avraham discusses Hilchos Chanukah. The Magen Avraham discusses what about taking a snack, a coffee before lulav. Many people take a coffee before davening. We know that that's allowed. Can you? Do you have to? Is a person allowed to take a snack before, you know, lulav? What about on Sukkot? Do I have to worry once the time for the lulav came, I'm not allowed to take a snack at all? So Magen Avraham, in those two places, says different things. With regards to lulav, he says, there are different opinions, tzarech iyun. Why was he machmir with regards to Mikra Megillah when it comes to lulav? There the Magen Avraham says tzarech iyun. And when it comes to halakas neiros chanukah, he says, it's toiv. It's a good thing not to take anything to eat prior to halakas neiros chanukah, even a snack. So with regards to halakas neiros chanukah, he says toiv. That's at least a little bit similar to what he wrote by Hilchos Luav, where he said Sarachian. But entirely different to what he said by Hilchos Purim, which is that it's, you know, emphatically Aser. And then we Bechlal don't understand. Why should that be different than Mincha and Marv and Kriyashma, which is Dairaisa, which is the source for all of these Yisurim in the first place of activities once the time of the Mitzvah arrives, where we're entirely lenient with regards to taking snacks. So there's a Sefer called the Mishnah Shlomo, which was written by Shlomo Gross, who's a Belzadayan, who has a mimer in his sefer, where he attempts to resolve all of these contradictions within the Magen Avraham. Mamish, a brilliant piece, but he goes through every Magen Avraham, and he develops the following suggestion, that perhaps Hilchos Purim is a little bit worse. And it's somewhat similar to Lulav and Chanukah, but entirely different than Mincha and Maariv and Kriyashma. Why? He says like this. He says, the first thing is, Purim is worse than everything else. You know why Purim is worse than everything else when it comes to a snack? Because you're fasting. Guess what happens when a person takes a snack when he's fasting the whole day? It's going to quickly become a meal. So the El Yoraba says, Purim is the worst with regards to snacking. Because you never know what's going to happen the minute you take a snack. No one's going to... Imagine we tell everybody, everyone, please go home, take literally 30-second snack, come back to shul. People will never come back to shul. I've been in this business a little while. No one's coming back to shul if you tell people, go home, take a snack, and come back. Even if you offer a little bit of cookie and cake and orange juice, we'll be there forever. It'll quickly turn into kugel and shul, and then who knows what'll happen then. Fine. So that's why you can't even take a snack with regards to Purim, because people are fasting. So that's why Purim is absolutely the worst, it's Aser entirely. But it's somewhat similar to Lulav and Chanukah, where there the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham said Sarach Iyun, or maybe it's Toiv to be Machmir not to snack at all. Because there's a comment of the Roikeach, which many are familiar with when it comes to Chasanim. The minig of Chasanim is to fast on the day of the wedding. Why? There's a few reasons given for it. One is because it's the day of Mechilas Avonis. The day of the wedding is the day of Mechilas Avonis. Because right, Esav married Machlas, who was the daughter of Yishmael, and her name was Machlas, because it teaches us that when a person gets married, they're Machlon Loi Alkovan. It's a strange source from the daughter of Yishmael, who married Esav, but that's Sheva Brachas Torah. But anyway, it's Machlas. We learn from her name Machlas that there's Mechilas Avonis on the day of the Chuppah. It's like Yom Kippur. So just like Yom Kippur, you fast. On the day of Mechilas Avonis, you fast on the day of the Chuppah. Another reason to fast is because we don't want the chassan to be drunk. And if we start letting him drink and this and that, I've seen people get carried away at weddings. Sometimes it's the brother of the chassan, the brother-in-law of the chassan. People get carried away, making l'chaims. So we don't want the chassan to get carried away. That would be no good. So we tell the chassan and the kala to fast. Different reasons. Another reason, says the Rekeach, is because it's a mitzvah that's b'mizman l'zman. It's a mitzvah that rarely comes. And when a person is presented with a mitzvah that rarely is available... So it's an idea to fast before, to show the chavivas ha-mitzvah, not to eat anything at all. So that's another reason why the chassan fasts. That would justify why the chassan breaks his fast after the wedding. No chassanim fast after the chuppah. If the chuppah is at 1 o'clock, everyone breaks their fast at 1 o'clock after the chuppah. No one continues to fast the rest of the day because it's a day of mechilas avonis. So if it's because you might become drunk, we also understand why you break your fast after the chuppah. It's over already now. But if it's because mechilas avonis, you should continue to fast. But the Rekeach's reason also would help us explain why people don't continue to fast, because it's to show chavivas ha-mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is over, you don't have to continue to fast. Okay, but the Rekeach said, whenever you encounter a mitzvah that's bami zman lezman, it's an inyan to fast to show that this is a chashuv thing. So to lulav, and now in Ner Chanukah, we understand also this is a mitzvah, bami zman lezman. So it's like Mikra Megillah too. Mikra Megillah also, a mitzvah bami zman lezman. It's an inyan to fast before doing it. So Kriyashma. Mincha Maariv, not necessarily. Those are mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, come every day. So there's no reason to fast to show chavivas ha-mitzvah, because those mitzvahs are here all the time. Not that we take them for granted, chas v'shalom, but you don't have to show the shem chavivas ha-mitzvah. So here is perhaps an inyan dafka not to eat at all, the Rekeach says, to show chavivas ha-mitzvah. Ah, so then why did he not say that it's Osir, like he said, by Mikra Megillah? So it could be because Mikra Megillah is a little bit different because you're fasting. We never know what's going to happen if you start taking a snack when you're fasting. But even more than that, Ner Hanukkah is 8 days long. Lulav is 7 days long. So you're going to have more than one opportunity to do this. Ah, so maybe you don't have to fast to show the Shem Chavivas HaMitzvah since you're going to be able to do it for many days. Mikra Megillah is only 1 day. Getting married is only 1 day. So that's why there's, the Magen Avraham was more machmir with regards to Mikra Megillah as opposed to Lulav and Hanukkah. He said more of it's an inyan, it's toiv, it's our inyan if it's permitted to take a snack. But with regards to Kriya Shema, Mincha and Mariv, there he's a little bit more lenient. The problem becomes with regards to Bedikas Chometz. Because it says over here in our Gemara, Bedikas Chometz, you're not allowed to sit down even to a Seder of Limud once the time for Bedikas Chometz arrives. The problem with the Magen Avraham is, the Magen Avraham says with regards to Mikra Megillah, learning is permitted. But that doesn't make any sense. And then the Magen Avraham goes the other way and he says, and you can take a snack once the time for Bedikas Chometz comes, you just can't learn. What? Why? That's mamish pumfaket from what he says by Megillah. By Megillah, he calls the Chumas HaDesh and he can't even take a snack. And we justified it by saying, you know, we're passing Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Yeah, but over here, you're fasting to show Chavivas HaMitzvah. Why not by Bedikas Chometz? And why does he say you can have a Seder of Limud when it comes to Mikra Megillah, but you can't have a Seder of Limud when it comes to Bedikas Chometz? And even more than that, you can have a snack before Bedikas Chometz. Mamish, everyone is turning in 5 different directions. That's the Mishnah Shleima, Mamish throws up his hands. This is so complicated. But he comes up with the following suggestion, brilliant as well. He says like this. He says, no, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. Bedika, let's say Mikra Megillah night. Who's getting carried away with a Seder while you're fasting? We're going to sit down for Daf Yomi. People are not going to be able to learn. Let's say we have a Daf Yomi before Mikra Megillah at the end of Tainus Esther. No one has a Daf Yomi at the end of a Tainus. People can barely think like that. So what are we afraid? A guy's going to sit down for a Seder of Liman and he's going to carry it away 2 hours while he's fasting before Mikra Megillah? No. So as long as you're not eating, we don't have to answer you from having a Seder of Liman. You're not going to get carried away because you're fasting. Oh, very good. What about Bedikas Chometz, though? Why should a Seder of Liman be us with regards to Bedikas Chometz, but eating? Eating should be permitted. So here he comes up with a fantastic distinction. He says like this. He says, I'll tell you why. Because Bedikas Chometz is not a mitzvah in the same sense as the other ones are mitzvahs. Here is just a preparation not to violate Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzeh. But there's no Chavivus HaMitzvah by Bedikas Chometz. It's not like Lulav. It's not like Ner Chanukah. It's not like Mikra Megillah. Over here, we're just trying to avoid Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzeh. So I don't have to fast to show Chavivus HaMitzvah. What, it's not the same as the other mitzvahs, and in fact, it's more of like, literally, housekeeping. So, I don't have to fast in order to show Chavivas HaMitzvah. What am I afraid of? I might get carried away with what I'm doing. So a Seder of Limud is also. You know why a Seder of Limud is also? Because a person might actually forget Bedikas Chometz. No one's afraid you're going to forget Mikra Megillah. No one's afraid you're going to forget Ner Chanukah. No one's afraid you're going to forget Lulav. These are big mitzvahs we look forward to the whole time. Who looks forward to cleaning, which itself is not really a mitzvah, it's just to prevent us from violating Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzeh. So he says, people might forget about it. So he says, that's how he justifies this counterintuitive distinction, is that perhaps there's a difference between Bedikas Chometz and the other ones. However, the truth of the matter is, Chevra, that in the Chedushei HaRitva, over here, I'm Sochem, Davdar Amar Aleph, the Ritva says, not so. Not like the Magen Avraham, and already the Bir Halacha is not happy with this Magen Avraham. You're not allowed to learn once the time for Bedikas Chometz comes, and you're not allowed to snack either. You're not allowed to snack either. Here, the Ritva says, commenting on this line, the Gemara, I'm sorry, I didn't put on the Gemara Mekayimus, I assume everyone has a Ritva though. He says, V'kevan de'innehi shemitzvah asrinon, since it's the time for the mitzvah and he can't have a Seder of Limud, kal v'choymer la'achila u'merchatz v'chavrehem shu osir. Of course, those activities are osir, and this is echoed by all the Rishonim, and the Masada Rav Kook, he brings every Rishon who discusses the issue, agrees with the Ritva. So it's mamash opela. The Magen Avraham said, you're allowed to snack once the time for Bedikas Chometz comes. The Ritva says, no, you're not. And in fact, the Bir Halacha calls out the Magen Avraham. He says, what's going on over here? You're allowed to take a snack. In the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes it. But in the Bir Halacha, he explains, he says, nah, maybe he means before the time of Bedikas Chometz comes, you can snack. But not once the time of Bedikas Chometz comes. Why should it be different than any other mitzvah? You're not allowed to take a snack. You're not allowed to take a snack. Yeah, but it's a shtickle peril. All the snacking, Mincha Maariv is permitted, you're allowed to snack. So why should we answer it over here? Why should we answer by any other mitzvahs? Oh, we said our different reasons. Maybe Mikra Megillah is different because you're fasting. If you're fasting, we're afraid you're getting carried away. Or maybe it's to show Chavivah some mitzvah. But Meikar Adin, all these things are very difficult. All these things are very difficult. To answer them, Medina seems somewhat questionable. This issue comes up all the time in Rosh Hashanah with regards to Tkiyah Shofar. Can you have a Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar? So it says in the Pesachim Rebbe Kiva Eger that during a Magefa, everyone's quoting the Pesachim Rebbe Kiva Eger from the time that there was a plague, the cholera, so Rebbe Kiva Eger Paskin, that during the Magefa you can make a Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar. But otherwise, Rebbe Kiva Eger did not allow a Kiddush before Tkiyah Shofar. Yeah, but others disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah says, why should it be different than Lulav? Why should it be different than Ner Chanukah? Where snacking, it sounds like, Be'ikar Adin is permitted. And that's why the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Truvus in the Sheilas, Yaivetz, Me'ikar Adin, and this is the way I usually paskin, Me'ikar Adin, all of these snacking is permitted. It's a nice thing to do the mitzvah first, right? Drizim Akdimel the mitzvah means two things. You should do the mitzvah at the earliest possible opportunity. And once the time for the mitzvah comes, that should be the first thing you do. I shouldn't say, well, you know what, I want to sit down for a snack, I want to sit down for a seder of limud. The reason Magdim LeMitzvah's mandates, we do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time, and I shouldn't do divrei reshus once the time for the mitzvah comes. So it's really not right to sit down to do something else once the time for the mitzvah comes, even if it's a snack, even if it's any other dvar reshus. But Me'ikar Adin, it's reason Magdim LeMitzvah's, and if a person has other concerns, you know, he wants to light Neir's Chanukah together with his family, or he needs to go to his Chanukah party, and there's other concerns that we have in life. Reason Magdim LeMitzvah's is one thing we have to consider, right? But we have many other things to consider. So sometimes, you have other considerations, and then one would be allowed, Me'ikar Adin should be allowed to eat, maybe even a meal, if he has a shomer, prior to doing these mitzvahs, certainly to have a snack prior to Tkiyah Shofar. I think it's very hard to say is usher, even though the Trumas Hadeshin said it by Mikra Megillah, it's very hard to kvetch in. If we're going to be Mekel by Mincha and Marav and Kriyashma, which is where the Gemara brought these Yisurim up, to all of a sudden now be Machmeh by Mikra Megillah, by Neiros Chanukah, by Lulav, all of these things sound a little bit difficult. So that's why I think from the confusion of all of the Magen Avraham, here, this, that, we can come up with Yeshuvim for everything, but it seems to me we should pass like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that Me'ikar Adin, all we're dealing with is reason, not all. Reason, like Dima Mitzvah, is very important, but sometimes you have other considerations, and perhaps one could be lenient there for Me'ikar Adin to take a snack, for sure, and a meal, if he has a shomer or some other safety net set up, it should be permitted. I wouldn't distinguish all the mitzvahs one from the other, and this one is this consideration, that one is that consideration. I wouldn't take a snack before Mikra Megillah. You know, I think that Eliyahu Rabba is correct. A person takes a snack, you never know where that might end up. And Tainus Esther itself is part of Purim. They fasted, right? We fast right before Purim, just like they fasted prior to the Yeshua, when Esther told them to fast 3 days prior to her receiving the good news from Ahasuerus. So it's all part of the day of Purim, so I wouldn't break that up, necessarily, but when it comes to Lulav, when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, all of these things, or even B'dikas Chametz, it sounds like snacking would be allowed. There is one place, though, where you see snacking is Mamash Aser, and maybe B'dikas Chametz is similar to that. So maybe we spoke too quickly. Because look over here, the Magen Avraham says, Simen Reish Lamed Hesef Katan Dalet, that when it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah, you're not allowed to taste at all. Nothing. No snacking. Well, Damiel Kiddush and Avdalah, the Aser, the term, the Hanu Iskin Davka B'tchilas Halayla B'knisas B'yitziyasa. These were established Davka at the beginning of the night. Meaning, this is not just Reza Magdim and LeMitzvahs. Here they said, this must be done first. Reza Magdim and LeMitzvahs means you should do it at the earliest possible time. Here they said, you shouldn't do other things first. It's like a patch and punim to the mitzvah. Here they were Mesakin, it should be done right away. Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. Havdalah right after Shabbos is over. And it could be Bedikas Chametz, which is the only time where the Gemara says, despite all of the Magen Avraham, the only, not Mikra Megillah, the only time the Gemara says you're not allowed to engage in an activity once the time for the mitzvah arrives, is Bedikas Chametz. Why Bedikas Chametz? So I believe it's because the Taz here says, in a question we alluded to, why does the Gemara have two reasons? The Gemara said you should do Bedikas Chametz, not in the morning, that would be Zrizim Makdim and LeMitzvahs. You can't push it earlier because it's Zrizim Makdim and LeMitzvahs. But we do it at night. Why at night? Where it says, because Aner Yafu Bedika, and that's when people are home. So the Taz says, why do we need two reasons? Either Aner Yafu Bedika, or that's when people are home. People are typically found in their house at night. So he says, you needed both. Why? Because Chazal here established that it should be Davka at the beginning of the night. See, they knew that Ner is Yafu Bedika. It's always better for Bedika's Chametz to have a candle rather than ambient light, right? Light around you. It's better to have a candle. You could get into the nooks and crannies. But then you should have all night to do it. The Taz says they didn't want to give you all night. If they gave you all night, you might forget and get carried away with other things. So they said, Davka betchilas halayla, when people are home. Everyone comes home from school, the man comes home, whatever, the man and woman come home from work, wherever they are, errands, wherever everyone is there at the beginning of the night. And that they wanted a shor kavua for Bedikas Chametz, so no one should forget about it. So that's why the Taz says we needed both reasons. If it just would have been because of the candle, it could have been the whole night. They dafka wanted it betchilas halayla. They dafka wanted it betchilas halayla. So that's why the Taz answers the kash of the Bach. The Bach asked this question. That's his Murray Vachami. Look at your Oisir Ches. The Bach, he quotes from his father-in-law. The Bach, who asked, how can Chazal say you can't, or why did Chazal say you can't have a Seder of Limud, or take a snack, says the Ritva. Even snacking is also once the time for Bedikas Chametz comes. Why is it different than Kriya Shema? Why is it different than Mincha and Maariv? We don't pass like a Beshua ben Levi. You can have a snack once the time for the Mitzvah comes. Only a meal is also. He says, "My Shema, but Kriya Shema shall Arvish lo Asra Limud." They never said this. So why should over here, you know, why should snacking be more chomer when it comes to Bedikas Chametz than it is by other mitzvahs? So the Bach says something which the Mishnah Shlema said, which said we mentioned already, because Bedikas Chametz is not really a mitzvah. Bedikas Chametz is like housekeeping. So we're afraid people are going to overlook it, so they had to say, no snacking. Don't forget about Bedikas Chametz. The Taz says something else. The Taz says Bedikas Chametz is a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, but here it's not just that Chazal said to do the mitzvah at some point in the night and we have Zuzim Akdim and the mitzvahs. So it's the time for the mitzvah. Once the time for the mitzvah comes, you can snack. That's allowed. What's the concern over here? The concern over here is Chazal said to do it davka b'tchilas halayla when people are home. We wanted there to be a kavua time. So since they said davka b'tchilas halayla, again, this is the only time in the Gemara you find that you're not allowed to engage even in a temporary activity once the time for the mitzvah comes. Not a seder of limud and not even a snack, because here Chazal said to do the mitzvah right away b'tchilas halayla, and therefore a snack is wrong. Not only because of Jesus Makim Lemitzis, because it's a violation of the ideal time to do Bedikas Chametz. Then it's similar to Kiddush and Abdullah, that it's not just an issue of Zrizim Akdim LaMitzvahs. Here, the ideal time is really when people come home, when everyone is there together, and therefore Chazal established a Shah Kavua, B'tchilas Halayla. So therefore, Dafka has to be then. If that's the case, maybe now we understand why Bedikas Chametz, even a Seder of Limud, probably even a snack too. That's what the Ritva says. The Mishnah Berurah goes with that. Once the time for the mitzvah comes, even a snack should be prohibited. Because Chazal over here said to do a davka b'tchilas halayla. If that's the case, Rabbi said, are there any other mitzvahs you have to do davka at the beginning of the night? There are. So in halakas there is Chanukah, you used to have to do at the beginning of the night, because if you were lighting for the people in the street, the people were only in the street at the beginning of the night, ad shetichle regel min hashuk. After about a half an hour, they wouldn't be outside anymore. See, davka had to light at the beginning of the night. Nowadays, we don't light for the people outside. The Ramah says we light for the people inside. And therefore, there isn't really an inyan anymore to light the first half an hour. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they're very makbet to light the first half an hour. Here in Chutz La'aretz, we're not as makbet about that, because we're not really lighting for the people outside in the street. We're lighting for the people inside of the house. People inside of the house are going to be milling around for a long time. So you don't have to dafka light b'tchilas halayla anymore. But there is another mitzvah you have to do, dafka b'tchilas halayla, which is Sfiras HaOmer. You're supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer as early as possible to make most of the day as counted as possible. So perhaps with regards to Sfiras HaOmer too, there would be dafka and inyan not to even take a snack once the time for the mitzvah comes, because you want to do the mitzvah right away, b'tchilas halayla. Just like Bedikas Chametz has to be done b'tchilas halayla, there were koveya a time, that's a set time, lest the person come to forget about Bedikas Chametz. And therefore, over here, even a snack, even a Seder Limud, which is normally, by other mitzvahs, I think Me'ikar HaDin allowed, even though there's a lot of confusion in the Magen Avraham, here he says this, here he says that. Me'ikar HaDin, it seems to me, Chanukah, Purim seems to be the standout, because you have a lot of other concerns by Purim, you have guys fasting, who never knows what might happen. But other than Purim, Chanukah, Lulav, Shofar, I think Me'ikar HaDin, a Kiddush is allowed. Comes to Bedikas Chametz, it's a little bit more Chamur, because this mitzvah is dafka supposed to be done at the beginning of the night, so it sounds like there's an additional concern that a person should not have a snack prior to Bedikas Chametz. It's like Kiddush and Avdoah. It has to be done immediately right away. Interestingly, Chever will close with this, the Mishnah Berurah has two opinions. Do you daven Maariv before Bedikas Chametz, or should you do Bedikas Chametz first? So he ends up concluding you should daven Maariv first, because that's kavua, tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kaidim, the one that comes, every day, takes precedence over the one that comes from his man. But then he says, if a person davens biyachidus, it sounds like there were some people who went to shul, some people daven biyachidus. If a person davens biyachidus, the Mishnah Berurah says, better that he should do bedikas chametz first, rather than going to shul, rather than the davening. If he goes to shul, then it's better that he should go to shul to daven marv prior to doing bedikas chametz. If he's going to daven biyachidus anyway, then maybe he should do bedikas chametz, and probably came up last year. We didn't bring it up last year. But then if you're going to daven biyachidus at home, probably better to do bedikas chametz first, prior to Maariv, because it's B'dikas Chametz has to be done dafka b'tchilas halayla. That's why we have the two reasons in the Gemara. And that's why, Kaper, that's why the Gemara says, once we have these two reasons, so Abaye says, Hilkoch, since we have these two reasons, and Chazal said it should dafka be at the beginning of the night, we began with this question a few days ago. So Abaye says, Hilkoch, therefore, Hayt Tzuba Me'rabanan, Lo Lifko B'idnei D'Bawur Se D'Chleisa, Den Hagi Abosar, you shouldn't begin a Seder of Lima, maybe he'll get carried away. What does the Iser have to do with the fact that the Chazal established new B'dikas Chametz at night? Once the time for any mitzvah arrives, you're not allowed to engage in any of the activities. No, what the Gemara here is saying, says the Taz, is that they dafka established to do it at the beginning of the night. So since they dafka established to do it at the beginning of the night, that's why it's B'shash B'nei Adam Mitzvim B'Bathayim, when people are coming home and everyone's in the house, not only at night where you have a candle that's good for the cracks and crevices, but dafka b'tchilas halayla, that's why there's an issur snacking, that's why there's an issur to have a seder, so it says Abaye Hilkoch, because they established to do it right at the beginning of the night, that's why you can't engage in another activity first. So everything fits together, according to the Taz, the Gemara reads beautifully, we have these two reasons, and then Abaye says Hilkoch, therefore, since it has to be at the beginning of the night, you can't do something else first. Tomorrow we're going to go on to the rented house, which has a lot to do with Hilkoch's mezuzah, and renting, and putting up mezuzahs and a rental, it's a fantastic sugya. Okay, thank you for, I'm sorry about the schedule.